Oh, wait, dude, have you heard of the Louisiana Parole Board?
Well, I'd imagine every state has its own parole board.
Oh, not like this one, dude. Okay, so during the COVID lockdown shit, they started to stream the Louisiana Parole Board hearings on YouTube, and anyone can watch, and it is wild.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's the fucking best. You have these room temperature IQ niggers begging to be forgiven for some like truly awful fucking shit. But, you know, as a comedian, I know fucking funny, man. And this is it. And also, it is a fascinating study of the human condition. And calling some of these cats human is a stretch. You got crazy niggers, old rapists, and oh, and there was this guy who had his balls sewn into his fucking legs. I mean, dude, it is wild. Jamie, can you pull up the Paw Daddy clip?
Shouldn't you maybe watch it with that word? Didn't you just get in serious trouble for that montage clip?
No. Elon, I am in my 50s now. I am just saying it.
Really? Just like that?
And just like that, I am saying it again.
Should I maybe say it?
Fuck yeah, dude. Like, what's even the point of being a billionaire if you can't say it?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. One, two,
three.
Nigger. Nigger. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And so I got the Paw Daddy and Rim Daddy clip. Which one do you want?
Oh, Paw Daddy, for sure. Let's get the OG going here.
For the charges of forcible rape, molestation of a juvenile, and attempted aggravated rape, having been sentenced on May 29th of 2003. Is all of that accurate, Mr. Cook?
Yes, sir.
Cook, Mr. Freeman has been assigned to begin the interview process. Would you please answer any questions he may have?
Oh, Pete is always snacking. Yeah.
And Cook, how old are you?
You will get to know the cast. Yo, Jamie, skip forward like 3 minutes. This pedo isn't even eligible for programs.
I came in my room and I'm laying on my bed watching television. Yeah,
like right here.
And she climbs up on me like a puppy and puts her tail right in my face. And she tells me to kiss her. And so I kiss her and she says, "Take your tongue out, Paw Daddy." So I stuck my tongue out. And she said, "Make it hard, Paw Daddy, make it stiff." And when I did, she pushed herself so hard on me, on my face. And she took her virginity on my tongue.
Holy fucking
said,
cunning
said,
fuck, you sick
that?
Fucking
she
piece of shit.
She went back in her room.
Okay, now that is pretty fucked up.
And yeah,
the
holy
next
fuck,
day
Jamie,
was
that's
not.
Joe, like, why do you watch this?
The internet does know me for being, like, obsessed with chimps. So, oh, speaking of, pull up the baby prunes makes passionate speech in defense of her grandson clip, please.
I'm good. How are you today?
Not feeling too good, kind of nervous, blood pressure's up because of all this trouble that's unnecessary.
Is there anything you want to say to us, ma'am?
Yes, it is. I would like for y'all.
Didn't do it.
When my child is trying to do the right thing, I would appreciate if y'all would accept it and help him. My child is not a sex predator. I don't know if anybody have told you, sugar. I don't know if you're supposed to hear this. But he was 18 years old.
Okay,
this lady
shut this shit off, dude. What do you think?
Joe. I just think that maybe we are ourselves the very dreams of the machines. And each perspective could only be a theoretical thread within the yarn that weaves the very fabric of our own perception.
Whoa, really?
Of course not, dude. Fuck niggers, fuck kikes, fuck jannies. Just in it for the keks. Shouts out to Boob Anon.
I don't know if the monster is the cause of it.
Death to Israel, and we will catch you on the far side of the moon. Yeah, and I guess I am not a fan of Indian people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, who is? Oh, yo, dude, you a World War II history guy?
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie, pull up that video I sent you this morning about the chimney not even being attached.